Query is the strongest signal for CTR prediction. In a deep CTR analysis of 30,000 query URL pairs, we looked for relationships between query and basic snippet text features including title, description and URL. All combined feature attempts resulted in signal noise and weak correlations. In response, we trained four separate classifiers, each specializing in a single aspect of the analyzed SERP snippet. Each classifier was used to process the entire dataset, and the results were combined. This led to clearer correlations, better feature interpretability, and the discovery of search query as the dominant factor in CTR delta prediction. This finding highlights the importance of query intent comprehension, with significant implications on traffic modeling and projection tasks in search. The rest of this article outlines our process and concludes with practical application in the context of SEO analysis and strategy design. Data pre-processing. In our study, we slice the data to a single dimension group. Google Search Console data was pulled in via API with the following dimensions for a 90-day range: query page, impressions, clicks, position, device, country. Query URL pair canonicalization. Since each query can have multiple target URLs, we determine the canonical URL for each query by selecting the top URL by clicks for that query. This step is key in reducing bias and noise in CTR average calculations. Query intent classification. User behavior differs vastly between different query types, and so we employ our custom-made query intent classifier to label the query dataset. This step is key because it allows for intent-specific CTR average calculations. A query SEO by Dejan on position 1 will have a 30% CTR, while query SEO testimonials on position 1 will have a 1.8% CTR. If you treat them equally, you'll end up with noisy CTR averages. Splitting calculations into branded and non-branded queries addresses the biases associated with brand-related query intent. With clean CTR statistics, it's possible to do three levels of traffic projections: CTR improvement scenarios, rank improvement scenarios, hybrid scenarios combining gains in both CTR and position. With the above, it's then possible to add conversion metrics, such as conversion rate and conversion rate value, and provide rudimentary ROI estimates signaling which area of SEO improvement will lead to which financial outcomes. When projecting clicks for rank increase scenarios, it's advisable to scale the projection proportionately to the current performance of the query. In other words, if a query underperforms by 10% on rank 2, it will likely continue to underperform by 10% on rank 1. Similarly, if a query performs better than average, moving it up in rank and factoring in site average would indeed reduce its calculated click gains. The next step is to scrape and extract metadata for each page and store it in a database. We use a combination of Trafilatura and Beautiful Soup for the task. One for full page content and another for more precise extraction of titles and descriptions. CTR delta calculation. Equipped with clean and unbiased CTR statistics, we're able to calculate CTR deltas for each query URL pair. In the example provided, we see a non-branded query page receiving a 20% lower CTR than expected for that site, resulting in a loss of 500 clicks. This holds true after we filter for that exact country, device and query type. With a reliable CTR delta metric, we can calculate the click loss and flag that query for investigation. Is the cause for bad CTR in the snippet itself, or is there something else? We won't be going into special SERP features and their impact on CTR, as it is not the focus of this particular workflow. Believe it or not, all that was only the preliminaries. And as is with anything related to machine learning, most of the time is spent on getting your data clean and ready. And now we're ready. We have the CTR stats, the deltas, queries, titles, descriptions, and URLs. Training classifiers. We fine-tune four small transformers on separate tasks and combine the predictions of each specialist model. Query, title, description, and URL transformer. Each model provides classification for whether the query snippet combination will result in better or worse CTR than average. It also provides a handy softmax value which can be used to scale predictions when calculating final score. Purposeful overfitting. All four models were driven to the point of overfitting, and the checkpoint before the overfit was selected as the best model. Overfitting is when model is trained to the point where its weights are adjusted to best fit training data features. This makes it perform exceptionally well on training data, but less likely to generalize on new and never before seen data. Our approach is to test the limit of the model and see at which point it overfits and select the checkpoint saved just before it happens. On inference, we chain all four models in a single pipeline, each one making predictions for a single SERP snippet feature. Key findings. Query is a strong bias signal and will impact CTR more than the snippet itself. Title and description are about equally important in CTR prediction. URL is a less reliable predictor of CTR performance. We've developed a CTR delta prediction framework based on a pipeline of four small transformers, each dedicated to a single task. The framework predicts whether CTR for a page query pair will have a better or worse CTR than expected. We input a query, the models return scores, we combine the scores and return a prediction. We do this in a batch processing pipeline. Output of all models is combined and balanced in proportion to their softmax values. This allows more confident predictions to have a stronger vote. It predicts CTR delta correctly 8 out of 10 times. This is most likely as good as it gets without adding new biases such as special SERP features. What's next? Regression. CTR is not a binary value, and while our method predicts better or worse outcomes, it would be more helpful to understand by how much. A regression model will solve that problem for us as the fifth node in the model chain. Its input will be the classifier quartet output, combined with the snippet features, and its output will be a percentage of how much the CTR will deviate from the norm. More coming soon.